I tell you what, everyone, it really is a good book. It is not a big book. She's not kidding. It is not a big book. It's a short book. I'm trying to think of how to describe the size of it. I describe it this way. It is about the size of a journal, a diary. Yep, size of a diary where you would just, you know, write your little private notes to yourself, that kind of thing. It is about that size, literally. But it is filled with a wealth of information. She has information, resource information in here, so that you can go to websites like AARP.org, Money Over 55, Wiser Advisor. She has lists of books that you can read, and makes it a point to let you know that some of the books that she references, because that's one of the things that economists do. They read. And she has resources listing some of the books that she actually references in her book, How to Retire with Enough Money. And just to give you an idea of more of the topics that she covers in the book, I'm serious. There was just so much that she could have shared with us, because there's a wealth of info in here. We just didn't have the time. But she talks about how you can actually bring your picture into focus when it comes to estimating the retirement income that you'll need and how to calculate what you're likely to have. She talks about how you can keep your head above water, even when it comes to, well, what is for many a struggle right now. And in that one, she focuses on saving, spending, and debt. How many of you are looking forward to the day when you'll be able to have enough money coming in, you know you'll be able to save for retirement aside from whatever may be happening on the job, as far as 401ks, etc. And you're thinking, you know what? I need to make sure that I'm ready to get a financial planner lined up to help me manage that money with regards to the investings, etc. Dr. Giladucci gives you some very good information on how to go about choosing a financial planner. And when I say a financial planner, I am including the certified financial planner. Because one of the things that becomes very, very clear as you read Dr. Giladucci's book, How to Retire with Enough Money, is that even when it comes to certified financial planners, not all certified financial planners are created equal. There can be some benefits to working with a financial planner. There can be even more benefits to working with a certified financial planner. But there can be benefits even beyond that when you know specifically what type of certified financial planner to look for. She spells it out in this book. I really want you to get it. How to Retire with Enough Money by Dr. Teresa Giladucci. Giladucci is spelled capital G-H-I-L-A-R-D-U-C-C-I. Capital G-H-I-L-A-R-D-U-C-C-I. She has written a number of books, and this is one of the most recent. How to Retire with Enough Money. Well, let me ask you this. Oh, by the way, let me share this with you. There is a slight chance, just depending on how things work out, that we'll have another interview today, possibly around 1:30. It's not a done deal, but if it looks like that's going to happen, I'll be leaving you with some music again. You know it's not right for me to leave you with just dead air. So I'll leave you with the music while we're getting all of that pulled together as far as making the connection solid and all of that. But right now, that is still an if, so I'm not sure. So we'll just see how that plays out. In the meantime, I want you to be thinking about something. A lot of you know that one of the things about creatures, whether we're talking about canines, lions, giraffes, birds, whether they be canaries, Cardinals, Blue Jays, Robins, whether we're talking about some of the biggest fishes in the sea down to the smallest fishes in the sea. Definitely Homo sapiens. Life really centers around, revolves around relationships. And I'm curious as to how relationships are going for you in general. Right now, I'm just talking about relationship with just about anyone you have a relationship with. Just your overall, when you look at all the relationships that you have, how are they going overall? Now, how about when it comes to that intimate relationship, that relationship with that special someone, that SOS? Been a long time since we've heard that, isn't it? Some of you are saying, what? SOS, someone special. Yes, someone special, SOS. How's that relationship going? Well, courtesy of WebMD, Dr. Leslie Becker Phelps has some information to share with us that can help us kind of nail down whether or not we have found the right one. Now, I know that wording, semantics, and all that kind of stuff can be, you know, kind of tricky, and it can be a little bit debatable from time to time. And so I know some of you might be thinking, well, hold on now. Sometimes it's about finding. Sometimes it's about being found. I understand that. Because generally speaking, a lot of folks who, depending on the culture that you come from, sometimes depending on your religious beliefs, it's all about the man finding the woman and the woman being found by the man. How do you all feel about the lady initiating or the teenage girl initiating? They say, hey, look, can we go out? Hey, why don't we go to dinner? Could we consider getting a little closer? See if maybe, see where the relationship will end or lead. What are your thoughts about the ladies initiating that kind of conversation? Well, either way, regardless of who is the one to kind of get the ball rolling, it can really help to know when we may have found the right one or we're connected with the right one. I want to share with you some of the facts that you might want to keep in mind that might help you kind of answer that question. I'll be back with the answer to that question in just a few.